Art Chansky's Sports Notebook on 97.9 FM, WCHL.
What can you make of a 62-0 whipping of little old Elon? This is Art Chansky with Tuesday's Sports Notebook. The good news was the final score in the hundreds of all-purpose yards the Tar Heels racked up in Larry Fedora's first game, plus pitching the first shutout since the 38-0 shellacking of Duke in 1999, the game that saved Carl Torbush's job for one more season. Looks like Fedora will have his for a good long while. The no news is that the opponent was Elon, the little school in Burlington that has gotten so good in sub-bowl division football that it upgraded to the Southern Conference, which still plays only 11 games per season. The Tar Heels flogged the Phoenix from their second drive, falling 3 points short of the record 65 they scored against Wake Forest in 1928 and Virginia Medical School in 1914. Elon probably needed the latter when this one was over. Whether the demolition turns out to mean anything remains to be seen the next 2 weeks at Wake Forest and Louisville, which, by the way, once scored 69 points against the Tar Heels. But it literally was a perfect start for the Fedora era on a glorious Saturday in Chapel Hill. His team lived up to his motto, which is plastered everywhere, including the tickets, in playing fast, smart, and physical. The no-huddle offense ran an 80-play pace until Fedora called off the dogs and started milking the clock near the end of the third quarter. They sure looked smart, despite two turnovers that irked the hyper coach on the sideline, and the experienced offensive line and attacking defense appeared physical to me. Go ask Elon players who still might be in the whirlpool from the whipping. There were spectacular passes and catches, runs and returns galore, and Gio Bernard had a day's worth of yardage while only playing 20 minutes after tweaking a knee. Surely it won't be this easy every week, but it's a product on the field that every Tar Heel fan should want to see, and the Heels are just learning it, as Fedora pointed out in his mostly positive post-game comments. He said his quarterback Bryn Renner, who had big numbers of his own, slowed us down a few times, and he harped on the two turnovers that killed deep drives, or they very well might have hung 76 on Elon. Worthy or not, the flight of the Phoenix never got off the ground. This is Art Chansky. See ya.